is 1987, and NASA launches the last of America's deep space probes. In a freak mishap, Ranger 3 and its pilot, Captain William Buck Rogers, are blown out of their trajectory into an orbit which freezes his life support systems and returns Buck Rogers to Earth 500 years later.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to CAGcast episode 105 Niner. I am GBD, and I am in Tokyo.
And I am Wombat, and I will soon be replaced by a younger, better-looking Wombat.
I hope so. You have somebody in mind?
No, not yet. I'm thinking maybe Chris Pine. he seems to be good at that.
At replacing old farts?
Yeah. Yeah, worn out, washed up.
Did you see the new Star Trek movie?
I did see the new Star Trek movie.
Is it Trekalicious?
It is Trekalicious, actually. I know you haven't seen it, so I really can't talk about it, but I did like it a lot. So
no spoilers, but you did like it. There's good action, I guess. I mean,
yeah, my favorite part was when Lando Calrissian showed up, because that was awesome. Like, I wasn't expecting it. And then I'm like, oh, Lando!
What about the banana guy?
He was there too, and he kept saying, "This deal's getting worse by the moment."
Colt 45 works every time.
Exactly.
I only saw the trailer. Star Trek doesn't come out till I think May 29th in Japan. So maybe I'll see it during E3. I'm thinking during the Nintendo press conference. I'm thinking that thing's pretty early, so maybe I can check it out during that.
Works.
Because I'm not expecting big things at the Nintendo press conference, if it's anything like the last year or two.
This could be the year.
Let me ask you one question, because I watch Heroes. Well, I'm done with Heroes since I finished this last season, and it was so stupid. I had to finish it out, though, you know, just so I could say goodbye forever. No, I'm not missing anything. But Siler is Spock now.
Yes, Siler is Spock.
And I watched the trailer, and for a Vulcan that is supposed to have no emotions, he seemed to get very emotional and angry.
You have to see the movie. I can't say anything.
Okay. Then that's fine.
I'm not going to say anything.
Spock gets an emotion injection.
All I will say is that it makes me wonder, see, even then I don't want it. Like, if they did things that they did in this movie to the Star Wars prequels, how much better those could have been.
Well, anything would be better than the Star Wars prequels.
I know, it's kind of sad.
Childhood rape right there.
Yeah.
That made me not like Star Wars, but I did watch Wrath of Khan again.
That's good, you should. I recommend that.
It was great. It was really good. I enjoyed it. So, Wombat, we didn't have a show last week.
No, there were multiple reasons.
There were two very good reasons. The first was that you completely lost your voice, I think, immediately after we recorded the last CADcast, right?
Yeah, I lost it the next morning. excuse me, I told you that my throat was closing up, and I could barely talk over the weekend. And then Monday rolled around, and it was gone.
It was completely gone, and Wombat's like, you gotta hear my voice. So here's my work phone number. Call me at work, because it's pretty amazing how I can't talk. So of course I called you at work, and of course I recorded it, the conversation.
Yes, which I think is great, honestly.
Okay, so I will throw that in at the end of the show. It'll be a little bonus clip for you who make it through the end of the show, or for you who know how to fast forward.
Yeah, I honestly can't remember the last time I was that sick. It was awful.
It was pretty funny. And the second reason why there was no show last week is that I was not home. Last week was Golden Week in Japan, which is like the big holiday, the biggest holiday season, I guess, in Japan, where people take off work and go on vacation. It's basically just it's a collection of holidays that all happen around the same time.
Golden Shower Week?
No. Actually, every week is Golden Shower Week for me. When I give Ty a shower, he pretty much pisses on me every time.
That's disgusting.
Well, if you're going to get pissed on, that's the place to do it.
I mean, yeah, but, you know.
And it's only baby pee. It's just not very much. Anyway, so we were trying to figure out what to do for Golden Week because the wife wanted to go on vacation. She hadn't had a vacation in a long time. But it's really tough when you have a kid because, especially if you live in Japan, like if we go anywhere in America to America, it's a huge ordeal. And I just didn't want to be bothered bringing Ty back to America again. So we decided to just go around and take a little trip inside Japan. And it was actually a pretty good plan because the main part of the plan, the money part, was that we were going to drop off Ty with Osaka Grandma for 2 days.
Nice work.
And then we could have our own, you know, quality time together. So that was the plan. So here, so stage one of the plan was to take a Shinkansen from here and go to Osaka. And things immediately started to go wrong.
Now that's a train, right?
That's a Shinkansen is the bullet train, right?
Yes. Okay. Just see, you have to tell people this.
Not I understand. Everyone listening knows that. And it's about, I forget how much it cost. It's maybe $200. It's not cheap, but it is very comfortable.
Still cheaper than Amtrak.
Is it really?
I think so. Yeah.
It's very comfortable. You know, you get. I mean, you could take a plane to Osaka, and it's probably it's. You know, the flight time is faster, but you know, getting to the airport and all the security shit. The train, you just buy your ticket, you get on. It's easy. So of course, things have to go wrong because the first part of our plan was that we were going to go have brunch at a place right by Tokyo Station. And, you know, right before our train leaves, so we left like an hour and a half for brunch and we had bought our tickets ahead of time. So we show up at the brunch place and we order our food and everything. And as we're waiting for our food to come, the wife starts thumbing through her pocketbook looking for her iPhone. Can't find the iPhone. She realizes that she had it with her because she was looking at it in the taxi and that she must have left it in the taxi.
Oh, that sucks.
So, my wife is she's very smart, okay, but she makes these little mistakes like that, like she forgets that's not such a little thing, but she forgets things like that. So, I'm not surprised, and, you know, I have to submerge my anger, not my anger, but like my, oh my God, I can't believe this is happening, yet I can believe this is happening type feeling, because if I say anything, it's going to be a problem. But obviously, it's a big problem because it's a freaking iPhone and we're about to get on a train in an hour. Luckily, and I never do this, but the cab driver offered me the receipt and I took it. Usually, I just say no thank you. And I took the receipt and we were able to call the cab company who was able to call the taxi driver and we had the phone back in about a half an hour.
How did they get it on the train?
Well, it was before we got on the train. We were still in the brunch place. So we had like an hour window to get the phone back. Otherwise, we were going to be gone from Tokyo for 4 days.
That's pretty impressive.
So, yeah, that was pretty good. And it was just so lucky because I never take the receipt. So the moral of the story is if you ever get into a cab anywhere, take the receipt with you, even if you don't need it, because you might leave something in the cab and you'll actually have a shot at getting it back. Like when I guess I can't really talk since I left my video camera in the cab during last E3. And I didn't take the receipt. Anyway, so the vacation was basically we went to Osaka, dropped off Ty. The next day, we went to Hiroshima, which, as you know, Wombat, that is a place where we dropped...
A lot of video games take place.
It is?
Sure.
Like what?
Not all of the World War II games that take place in Japan.
No. There was never any ground fighting in there, I don't think. But we did drop an atomic bomb on them.
Yes, we did.
And we killed.
And by we, you mean me and you specifically.
Actually, I dropped a few bombs while I was there, but I actually dropped bombs in the Atomic Bomb Museum. Nice. So yeah, I mean, actually, this is it's a pretty somber thing to go to this city, and they have this huge peace memorial set up where they have something called it's called the A-Bomb Dome. And it's in the middle of this park, the Peace Memorial Park. And it's basically ground zero for where the bomb dropped. Although the bomb didn't actually drop on the ground. It exploded in the air right above this. It was some city building. And because the bomb exploded directly above it, it didn't completely decimate the building. Because like the force of the blast went down instead of like across. So, like, the shell of the building is still there. And, of course, now it's like a historical spot, so they've reinforced it, so it will never fall down. But it's pretty amazing to go to a place like this, and it's beautiful now. And this was only, you know, this wasn't that long ago that we decimated this place. And they have this museum where, you know, like the Peace Museum, where you can learn all about, you know, what happened and the rebuilding. And, you know, it's pretty hard to not, like, just cry when you walk through it.
You cry because, all the time, though.
Well, I cried at the end of Wrath of Khan also, even though I've seen it 50 times. I still, whenever
That's
Spock...
That's really sad.
Yeah, when Spock, well, you know, when Spock says, I always have been and shall ever be your friend or something like that.
Yes.
And remember what Kirk says during the funeral? Come on.
I'm going to be high as a kite tonight.
No, that's Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds.
Rocket Man.
Oh, Rocket Man. No, he says, out of all the souls I've encountered, his was the most human.
Human.
Right.
The answer is human.
Anyway, so, like, we're going through this museum, and it's just, you know, they start you off pretty light on the first floor with, like, you know, basic information on atomic bomb. And, like, by the time you get up to the third floor, you're seeing replicas of children walking around with their skin melting off. Basically looks like if you remember RoboCop, when one of the bad guys gets run over by the van with the nuclear waste. He gets knocked into the vat of nuclear waste. Do you remember that?
Mm-hmm.
And his skin is hanging
awesome.
Off.
And he goes, help me. And he gets right. In the truck.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And he's like, get out of here. Yeah, they look like that. And it was pretty tough to take. And they show, like, the skin, the, you know, you can see, like, this burnt skin. It's pretty brutal. It was pretty hard to take.
And you, like, had Ty with you for this?
No, I told you. Ty stayed at
Okay, so you had dropped him off and then went. I don't know order of events.
That was the order of events. And it was pretty tough to take, but you sort of have to go see that. And by the time we got to the third floor, I was, like, telling Shima, we got to move this along because I can't really take much more. But I have pictures up on my Flickr account, and I'll post them with the show. And after that, we stayed at a very nice, after we got past that little bit of unpleasantness, we stayed at a very nice ryokan, which is like a traditional Japanese hotel. And, you know, it was a very nice trip, and it was nice to be away from Thai. But, I mean, it was nice to be, you know, to just not have to worry about Ty. And he got along great with Grandma, and she's, you know, she's really good with him.
We had, you know, last weekend, not the one that passed, but the one before that, we didn't go to Hiroshima, but we did leave the baby with Grandma for her first overnight with Grandma and Grandpa for her first overnight with my parents, so.
And it's glorious. Yeah.
It was actually kind of cool, except that I wasn't feeling that great, and I wound up getting suckered into going out the next day with my friends. So, not that it was so terrible. But
right. It doesn't sound so bad.
No, it really wasn't. We went to... my wife had a baby shower, so all the husbands had to get together. Oh. And we went and we grabbed some cheap bacon cheeseburgers and some beers. And they told... It was the day of my birthday, so of course they had to tell the waitress in some dive bar that it was my birthday. And they had to find the one piece of cake they probably had back there, but a candle in it.
Right, from like 10 years ago.
Yeah, exactly. And then we went and hit some baseballs at a batting cage. So it was a good time.
Cool, very cool.
Yes.
Let's do some show feedback from, I guess, not last week, but from 2 weeks ago. Also, I'll mention this. I mean, someone posted in the CADcast thread that we have, basically saying, you know, the CADcast has gone fortnightly. Now, I don't know what that means, Wombat, but I'm assuming it means that we're not doing a show as frequent enough for his tastes.
No, we obviously are not.
I do know. Fortnite is 2 weeks, right?
Yeah.
No, it's not 2 weeks, or it is?
It's once every 2 weeks.
Once every 2 weeks. Well, you know, we can't do the show if Wombat has no voice and if I'm not home. And if Ty is sick, I can't do the show. It was, you know, I like doing the show. I mentioned that last week. I had a whole nice, you know, thing about how I like talking about games with Wombat, and I really look forward to it. But what can I do if I can't do the show? Can't do the show. Can't alter the space-time continuum.
There was no way I was going to be doing a show last week.
Right. And I wasn't here, so there was no way. I mean, in the place we stayed
actually,
at...
I've only missed 3 shows so far this year. So, I don't know. I think it's overblown, to be perfectly honest.
Right. I mean, what can I do if Ty's sick and if I'm, you know, whatever. So, you know, whatever. What can I tell you guys? We do our best. Sometimes our best isn't good enough. Pick a Styles says, I have to say I love your podcast, but you guys really screwed me over. I was listening to an older CADcast in English class the other day. Wait a minute, why are you listening to podcasts in English class? Right, how do you get away with that?
Yeah.
He says, I laughed so hard in the middle of watching Romeo and Juliet that my teacher took away my iPod and sent me to detention. I'm pretty sure it was the episode where you guys were debating whether or not Superman could have sex because it would be like shooting a gun in a girl's vagina. At any rate, I have to say I'm a huge fan of the show, and it was worth going to detention for. Well, that's good.
And it would be like shooting a gun in a girl's vagina.
It would be, right? Everything, because he's very molecularly dense, right? That's the whole thing with his power.
Yeah, so that would be a good portion of it.
He would not... What if he didn't move? What if he just, like, was laying on his back?
It wouldn't matter because he still has the muscles contracting, the vas deferens. Probably just the musculature in Superman's vas deferens alone would be enough to force out the sperm in bullet-like speed.
What if he didn't ejaculate?
How could he? What is he? No, because
Superman. Come on, Superman has got to have some good control.
I'm sure he has control. Like he probably has control enough to say, "Get off."
I'm coming.
Yeah, it's time.
And then he blows a hole in the wall. Kills his neighbor.
Exactly.
Yeah, I guess so. Chibri.
If I was him, he probably only has sex at the Fortress of Solitude because it's just ice. And he could fix that easier.
Yeah, it's easy to fix and you don't have to worry about any neighbors.
Exactly. He probably just shoots it straight up in the air, though. I don't think that thing is a roof.
Anyway. It'll be easy for him to clean the roof, at least.
Plane crashes over Arctic.
Small hole. Bullet-sized hole found in wing. It smells like bleach.
Packed with protein. Filament 11.
All right. Chibri says, Chibi, enough already. Stop complaining about your self-imposed isolation in Japan. I think it's sad that you have made little effort to learn Japanese. I bet more Americans have spent more time to learn their language in anticipation of a visit than you have living there. Well, if you've listened to the show for a long time, you know that I've dropped out of several fine Japanese schools. So it's not that I haven't taken an effort. It's just that I'm stupid. And I'm too old to learn new tricks, basically.
It's a little bit of both.
Yeah, and, you know, I don't know. It's tough. And it's not really a self-imposed... Well, I guess it is sort of self-imposed isolation.
It's half self-imposed. I mean, it wasn't entirely your decision.
No, I just had to give thumbs up or thumbs down. It wasn't my idea, certainly.
No, but it was...
You know.
It was, hey, let's move to Japan. And you're like,
I get to quit my real job and... quote-unquote work on CAG full-time. Okay. You know, my wife is very career-oriented, and this is where she needs to be to get the best jobs. So that's why we're here. I've tried learning Japanese. I haven't tried that hard. It gets very frustrating when you... I've taken classes with all people. You know, when you take Japanese classes here, I tend to be the only white guy in the class, and it's all, you know, Chinese and Mongolian and Korean, and they... Their language is more similar to Japanese, and they're all younger, and they can all devote, you know, they can do it full time. And I have to do work on CAG and, you know, masturbate and play video games all day. So
yeah, you're better at turning Japanese than speaking Japanese.
I am, yeah, and I'm good at eating Japanese food.
There you go.
We had some crazy food during this trip.
Did you get any of the octopus balls that I always see on the TV?
Well, I've had octopus balls here. Takoyaki, you mean.
I know, but you're supposed to get them in Osaka. That's what they say on TV.
I know. I've had them in Osaka.
You had them like on the street, like the real deal?
Well, we didn't really spend much time in Osaka this time. It was just really dropping off. But I've had them on the street. I've had the real deal. Yes, they're very good. They're also known for okonomiyaki. We had that's like a pancake. It's like a cabbage pancake.
Yeah, I know what that is.
But we also had Hiroshima okonomiyaki, which is basically the same thing but with soba noodles in it.
Nice.
Really good. I have a lot of pictures of food. We had an 11-course meal at the at that hotel, at the traditional hotel we stayed at, and it was pretty amazing. Well, some of the pictures didn't come out, though, so that was disappointing. But I got really drunk, though, during dinner.
But that's all that really matters now, doesn't it?
And I knocked a beer over on our table.
Eh, what can you do? What can you do?
Nothing. I say, nothing. Oops.
Exactly.
Let's see. Let's go on to CAG News-ish, Wombat.
There is some.
There is some. I did announce the winner of our $500 X-Blades contest in the forums, but I'll do it again here.
What did I win?
You did not win. You did not even enter, as far as I know.
No, I didn't. You did.
Yeah, but I don't count. The winner is Mad D. He did a nice little comic strip with the X-Blades woman forgetting to wear her panties to battle. It was really difficult to choose a winner. There were maybe five or six really good entries, but it all just came down to like who I thought best embodied X-Blades, I guess, in their entry. But it was really tough, and I had to ask people for assistance, and it was really hard to choose. But Mad D, he asked for a $500 Target gift certificate and the PS3 version of X-Blade. So that is on the way to him. And I want to thank everybody who spent a lot of time entering the contest, because some of these, a lot of the entries looks like they took a long time to make. So we appreciate the effort.
Target's a good choice. I would have spent all the money on baby food. But yes, you were saying?
Right. Target gives you a lot of options.
It does.
Next in CAG News-ish, we just completed, well, I didn't complete anything, but Super Programmer John just completed an upgrade on our forum software, which is basically the backbone of CAG, to the latest version, which will now allow us to put some bigger changes and fixes to the site and improvements, which will be coming in the next few days. Trading should be coming next week. New and improved price tracker, which will let you browse prices. So you can now filter, you'll be able, not now, but in like a day or two, you'll be able to filter and sort prices from all the retailers together from one place. So if you want to sort all the 360 games that are on Newegg or on all the retailers together, you can do that. Or if you just want to see PS3 and DS games from Amazon and buy.com, you can do that. All from one convenient spot, Wombat. Which I think will be very cool, because people like looking for their own deals, you know. And this will be an easy way to do that. Let's see. B-Game2 says, hey, Cheapy and Wombat, I'm just curious if there are any plans to provide CAGs with some kind of comprehensive list of all the new features the site will have when Super Programmer John is done. Each week, Cheapy mentions new things, but he's worried that he's going to forget about some of the old features. The main goal here, yes, we'll have posts go up with all the new features, and I'll probably do like a video walkthrough on a lot of them. The main goal here is to have the navigation be set up as such that you can see all the big features right from the navigation, so you won't have to like go searching for them. So don't worry, B-Game2. We will take care of you. Let's go on to the new releases, Wombat.
Let's.
Because you like new releases.
I do. There's some good ones this week, too.
There are? Like what?
Sacred 2 comes out this week.
I don't even know what that is.
That is a dungeon crawler. That was on the PC earlier this year. It's finally out on the main consoles, the PS3 and the Xbox 360. I was hoping to have my copy today. Maybe I'll have it tomorrow. Because I'm very much looking forward to playing this game. So,
when you say dungeon crawler, you mean
like a Baldur's Gate? Yeah, like a hack and slash RPG.
Really? Is it supposed to be good?
I actually had just started reading the 1UP review right before the show, and they gave it an A-. So
you're kidding?
Nope.
Wow, I'm looking at it right now. Okay, wait, I'm looking on Metacritic. Oh yeah, 1UP. Hey, look at that.
So you know, I'm willing to give it the benefit of the doubt, and like I said, it's actually been a long time since I've actually been looking forward to a game. So
that's cool. Okay.
Yeah. So it should be nice. So,
that's something to look forward to. What else do we got? Let's see.
We have Raiden Aces. Raiden Fighter Aces. I'm sorry.
Yes. Shipwreck, I believe, finished it and is writing up a review that should be up on the site by the time you're listening to this, I believe.
Yes, he enjoyed it very much. I got the rundown, the play-by-play of that game yesterday from him while he was stuck at home waiting for the door guy to come. But I'm sure he'll talk all about that on his own podcast this week on Cheap
That's
Ass
a shmup, right? A collection of shmups.
It's a collection. It's three different shmups in one package with oodles and oodles of options for each one. So there's a lot of replayability despite the short length of the game.
And
he
it's 20 bucks.
I really like it. And that is a $30 game, so.
30 or 20?
30, I believe.
I think you're mistaken.
Is it only 20? No, it's 20. You're right. That's right. He told me it was 20.
Yep.
So, there you go.
Okay, what else we got? Let's see.
I mean, those
Battle
are the
Station
two
specific.
Yeah, no one
I didn't really like
that.
The first one, so. Not too interested in that. And, all right, I think that's it, really.
Yeah. Those are the. I mean, there's whatever is available to download. I don't even know.
Oh, this week is on Xbox Live Arcade is that Star Trek game, some Star Trek shooting game.
Yes, yes, yes. Mm-hmm.
Any, is there any hope that that's good?
No.
Little hope for that. And Texas Cheat'em, which is like a poker something or other.
It's a poker game where you can cheat.
All right.
Yeah, it sounds exciting. Great. Yeah.
Let's see. Let's do some game shopping news, Wombat.
Yeah.
Best of the Sunday ad video game deals. Best Buy's got a bunch of good deals. $20 off Street Fighter 4, Resistance 2, and Empire Total War, which are some good deals right there. And NBA 09, The Inside for PS3 is only $10. Guess that one's not selling very well. GameStop's got Tom Clancy's Hawks for $30. And they have a trade-in offer on the DSi. If you trade in your old DS Lite, you get $70 credit.
Not
and
bad.
Let's see what else? Target's got the Rock Band 2 band kit for $165, and you get a $20 gift card. And there's also a buy two, get one free on select Blu-ray movies at Target.
You know, I noticed this earlier today. I mean, it's not like a huge deal, but Fable 2, Amazon's selling it for $36.99 for $37.
Well, it's $40 everywhere now.
Yeah, so it's $2 cheaper with free shipping. I think that's, you know, hey, if you're waiting to get that game, that's not a bad deal because I like.
You know what everybody should do who's listening to this show, and I recently posted on the front page of CAG. If you buy shit from Amazon, and you probably do, if you buy games from Amazon, you probably do if you're listening to this show. If you join the ECA, which is the Entertainment Consumer Association, it's basically it's a nonprofit advocacy group. For gamers.
You get, what is it, 10% off game purchases at
Amazon? Yeah, you get 10% off all your game purchases while you're a member. And it costs $20 to be a member for the year. So if you spend more than $200 at Amazon on games, it pays for itself. And I mean, I pre-ordered the Beatles Super Pack, so I already paid for my membership.
I was going to say, if you had that and then got Fable... Too, it's now it's another $3 off that price. So.
It's really good. Yeah, it really makes those Amazon deals, which are already pretty sweet, even sweeter. And it works on pre-orders. So you can check out the front page of CAG for a link to that. Or it's just, you know, go to theeca.com.
Now, what if you go to buy something that's $25 and then put in your ECA discount? Do you lose your free shipping?
No.
Okay, just checking.
Pretty sure you don't. Because
that would
sure.
suck.
They don't do that. They don't screw you that way. Okay. Let's see. Anything else in the game shopping, wide world of game shopping? I don't think so. It's sort of been slow on the deals front a little bit.
Well, it's been kind of slow all over in the industry lately. With news
in the interwebs. All right. Well, let's get on to our multi-platforming segment, Wombat.
Yeah.
Because I got a new game. I bought X-Men Origins Wolverine Uncaged Edition for the Xbox 360.
Is it uncaged?
Yeah, there doesn't seem to be any other edition besides the uncaged edition. So I'm not sure why they call it that. But I think is there a PS2 version?
I don't know.
Because I was trying to figure out why why they called it that, but I think maybe the PS2 there's a version that's not M-rated. Because I will tell you, Wombat, this is one of the most gory and violent games that I have played in quite some time.
Yeah, I played the demo, so.
Oh, there's a demo. Okay, so you got to check it out. I mean,
yeah, so I'm well aware of the gore factor because there's a lot of it in the demo also. Like when you pick the guy up and stick his head into the helicopter blade.
Okay, yeah. So here it is. Yeah, for PS2 and Wii, it's rated T for teen, and it's not called Uncaged. So there's the answer, Wombat.
That's anyway, called the You're a Pussy edition.
You're right. You can't handle the Dismemberment edition. I got to say, I'm having a lot of fun with the game. I mean, it's basically a... I don't want to use the word poor man's God of War. It's a not quite as polished as God of War type game. But God of War is a fantastic game. So even if you're not, you know, quite as good as God of War, you're still pretty damn good. And it's just, you know, it's obviously very repetitive. You're just, you know, killing people over and over again. But you're Wolverine. And you got a lot of moves. You're popping guys' heads off. You're cutting, you're breaking them in two. You're doing all kinds of graphic dismemberment and, you know, you're lunging at people, which is always fun. You know, that's one of your main moves is that you can jump really far and pounce on top of people and dice them up. You do wind up fighting, like, you wind up finding the, I think it's the Wendigo? Is that how you say it?
Yes,
about your
the Wendigo.
There's a lot of them that you wind up fighting in the game. That gets kind of boring.
Does it take like a long time to kill them too?
Nah, not really. It's not so bad. And Wolverine,
are they white?
The tricky, they're not white. They're like brown.
Really?
Like they're like tan, maybe.
Tan Wendigos? That doesn't seem right.
They're the prototype Wendigo prototype. I think they're still.
They should. They're supposed to be white.
Okay. Well, I don't know. Why
there is an
like
orange
Sasquatch
one.
Or something?
There is one orange one. Whatever. I'm not going to get into that argument now.
Are they supposed to be like Bigfoot?
They are Bigfoot.
Okay, this is not them, because they don't look like Bigfoot. They look like...
Well, no, they don't look like... They look like the Marvel version of the Wendigo.
Right.
With their long tails and sharp claws and red eyes, right. I'm assuming.
I don't know. The game is done really well. I mean, there are some glitches and stuff, and... It's like I said, it's not as polished as God of War, but it's still a lot of fun. If you're looking for just a straight-up action game, super gory, you should definitely give this... Maybe you don't want to pay $60 for it because I don't know how much replay value there is in the game, but it does seem to be fairly long. Definitely worth a rental or a cheap pickup. Yeah, it's great. Can't play this one in front of the kids, though. That's for sure.
No.
And... you can, you know, of course, you can retract your claws.
Which but is why fun. Would you?
I don't know, because it's fun going claws go in, claws go out, claws go in, claws go out.
All right.
And you can throw people off cliffs, which is good. It's a lot of fun, Wombat. It's a lot of fun. The movie is supposed to be pretty bad. This is maybe one of the few cases where the game is better than the movie.
Very true. I can't think of another one, actually.
Yeah. It would be very difficult to think of that. So certainly as far as movie games go, this is
as far as where the game came out after the movie. So
yeah, definitely check out Wolverine. I like it.
Okay, I will.
I also downloaded. I guess this isn't really multi-platforming. I don't know, but it's like you get it for PC and Mac, so it sort of is. I downloaded Plants vs. Zombies, which is like it's like a new take on the tower defense type game. Really fun. I didn't buy it. I just got the demo right now, but I'm thinking about buying it. Thinking about it. I wish you could use Steam on Mac because it was on sale on Steam for $10. But it's definitely worth checking out the demo. Really cute graphics, fun gameplay, a lot of different, you know, plants that you use against the zombies that you can choose from. Very nice new take on the tower defense genre. All right, Wombat, let's move on to Microsoft.
Microsoft.
Now, I just woke up this morning and I saw, I guess there's, the Wall Street Journal is now writing about the Xbox 360 motion control camera rumor. Have you read about this at all?
I did, actually. I saw it right before the show also is when this was posted, but...
I guess Microsoft is planning on release, or maybe announcing at E3 that there's going to be a new camera
that tracks full body movement as well as smaller actions like pinching and grabbing. So I'm expecting a very good Leisure Suit Larry game to come out.
So maybe this is why we're seeing those camera deals. Like you're in the movies is like $20 now with the camera.
I think it was $10 for a little while.
Well, Best Buy had some deal where you could sort of score it. So I don't know. I mean, I guess it makes sense, but I don't know. It's all about the software. So like, it doesn't really matter what the camera is all about if you don't have any games that take advantage of it.
Well, there is a motion sensing peripheral coming out.
Like a Wiimote type thing.
Yeah, that is coming. And that was confirmed by Shipwreck before the show also.
Confirmed by Shipwreck?
Oh, yeah, it was confirmed by Shipwreck. I put it on in the notes on the show outline.
What is this about? Why don't you enlighten us?
Okay, well, this is going to be shown at E3, as you and Shipwreck were invited to go see it. It's called The Strike, and it is the first ever Xbox 360 approved motion sensing peripheral. It is a fishing rod.
Just what I was looking for.
The Strike features several game modes and mini games, such as Bass Pro Shop tournament style competition, pick up and play arcade mode, as well as mini games like boat racing and casting challenges. So Griffin International is making a motion controller for the 360. That is confirmed.
The Strike is the name of the game or the controller?
Strike is the name of the game. Griffin International is the company. It is a motion sensor control that is coming out for the Xbox 360. They are also making a game with a rifle.
Do you think Sony's going to announce one at E3 too?
I don't know. I mean, but at least now we know that, you know, there is, you know, people have been talking about, you know, are they going to do it? Are they going to do it?
Such a waste of time, man.
I know. It just means that, it means that Microsoft is allowing this. So would it behoove, say, a third party, like, I don't know, EA, to start releasing their Wii motion sensor games in an HD widescreen format with a motion controller?
I just feel like there's very little market for people who are Xbox 360 customers or PS3 customers. I don't think they want to play games like that. Like, I just don't see it happening. I know why they're doing it, because they see the success of the Wii, and Microsoft wants to do it because they'll do anything to just steal a little piece of another company's thunder. I'm sure they don't expect success with this type of stuff, but if they can confuse, you know, a few people when they go to Walmart who are going to go buy a new console and maybe just take a tiny sliver away from Nintendo, maybe they feel like they're, you know, they're doing their job right. But it just seems like such a waste of time to me, and I don't know. I'm not looking.
Well, you and I are not interested. Although, you know, a good motion control sensor fishing rod might actually be cool.
Oh yeah, that's what we're all looking for.
You never know. Like when that drops down in price to like $15, that could be fun to have. Just to have. I think if the rifle game, like the hunting game they're making with a rifle, that could be kind of sweet too.
We'll see. I don't know. I think it's all a waste of time. I don't think it's really going to have much an impact on people who are looking to buy a Wii.
It will have no impact on anything, and I found it more funny than informational, so there you go.
Gotcha. Okay. Also in the realm of Microsoft, I bought Banjo-Kazooie Nuts and Bolts because they had the Asian version on sale at PlayAsia for, I think it was like $12 or something, free shipping to Japan. So I bought it, and I got it, and I played it for a little while. It's not bad. One of my biggest complaints with the game, and I tried Googling to see if other people had this problem, and I only found like one or two people mentioning it, but the game uses autosave like every 2 minutes. It's autosaving. Every time you do anything, it's autosaving. And the game,
that doesn't happen to me at all.
There's no like freezing at all when it autosaves.
It doesn't autosave like that. It only autosaves for me when I complete a mission.
Every time I get in and out of the car, it autosaves.
Like, yeah, no, that's something wrong with your game then.
But I didn't say key disc. What could I do?
I don't know. That's what I'm saying. I don't know why yours is doing it. Can you turn autosave off?
No, I looked.
Oh, because mine doesn't do that. Mine only autosaves.
So
like if I enter a world, it'll save when I get in. And then when I complete a mission and get a gold puzzle piece, it saves. And that's it.
I installed it to the hard drive, and I'm pretty sure it did it before I installed it and after. So I don't know, and it really breaks up the game. It's really weird, and it's annoying, and it makes me not want to play the game because it stops the action for like, you know, 10 seconds at a time.
But
it happens so frequently.
That. But that's never happened to me, so I don't know.
It's I don't know. I'm not. When it comes down to it, I'd rather slice people up in Wolverine than drive my little cart around collecting boxes and shit. But it's. I could see the appeal of the game. I could certainly see why people like it. And if the on the plus side, I can play it in front of Ty. I don't know if it's really going to occupy much of my time, though. But I know you and Shipwreck really liked it.
Yeah, so that's why I think you would like it, too, if you weren't having these issues. So
yeah, it's possible. So we'll see. We'll
I don't
see
know what to tell you. Yeah, at least it was only $12. I got the Fallout 3 expansion, the new one.
Broken Steel,
which fixes the game.
Right, and it was broken when it came out.
Yeah. No, actually, well, by the time I got it, it was fine. So
right. So, what do you think?
I got my achievement points. I haven't finished it yet, so I don't know how quote-unquote long it is. But I finally was, you know, I broke that 20 achievement level barrier. I'm a level 21 dude now, which is actually kind of cool. And it's, you know, I did, I think, the first three missions in the, of the new expansion. And it's, I mean, it's pretty cool. It just continues the main storyline.
And it never, the game never ends now.
And now the game has no ending. And when you hit level 20, you can unlock a perk that unlocks every location on the map.
Oh, that's awesome.
So I have every location on the map unlocked. So
that's a great perk.
You can't fast warp to it until you actually go there, but at least I know where things are.
And
it tells you what it is. So I have everything. And there's a lot of crap on that map. And now that the game doesn't end, I can literally spend my time there if I feel so inclined. I also have certain things, like my small guns is leveled up to 100.
Wow.
So I could pull out my shotgun, and if I get, you know, like I could get right up next to an Enclave soldier, fully armored Enclave soldier with a shotgun pulled out, and go into VATS and hit him in the head in one shot. He blows into pieces. I also unlock there's an extra gore perk in the game, too. So when I kill guys, it's extra bloody, so it's actually kind of fun.
I got to get back to playing that game.
Yeah, actually, it was funny because my brother was over at my house on Saturday night, and I didn't even know he had ever heard of this game. And he's like, I heard that when you kill people in this game, it's really gross. And he wouldn't leave my house until he saw me kill someone bloody enough for his to satiate his appetite, I guess.
Sounds like you would enjoy Wolverine.
Yes, basically. But it was pretty funny. So, but yeah, no, I'm having a good time with it. I played it most of my Saturday evening. I sat around and played the game. It's good. I like it.
It's supposed to be about 5 hours, I think. The DLC. So,
I mean, technically, it's longer than that because once you finish it, you still get to play the game, which is nice. So
right. Although you could certainly easily argue that should have been there from the beginning.
Oh, it definitely should have been there from the beginning. And you know, it's so funny how because I beat the game once already and went back to an old save, so it's funny to see how they changed the ending. So it was kind of silly.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I don't know. It seems like you get a lot more value from that DLC than the Saints Row 2 DLC.
Yeah, probably. I mean, is it worth if you love Fallout 3 and want more of it, it's 100% worth the $10.
Right.
So that's what I have to say. It's, I mean, the little things that it does add to it, like some new enemies and I haven't found any new weapons yet. I don't know if there are any.
There's supposed to be.
Yeah, I'm sure there are. Oh, no, I did find one new weapon. Yes, I found one new weapon, which is actually pretty badass. And so I found one new weapon and I think one new set of armor. And yeah, so it's kind of cool. I mean, it has some good stuff to it. And trying to get to level 30 is going to take some time in itself. So
cool.
Yeah.
Let's see. What else do we have here?
Oh, I picked up another game this weekend, too.
What's that?
I picked up Space Invaders Extreme.
Oh, for Xbox Live Arcade. I bet you that's pretty good.
It's awesome.
It's awesome.
It is awesome. It is a mind-melting experience. Now, I've never played the DS or the PSP versions, so mm-hmm. I don't know how similar or different it is, but the sound quality of this game, I put on those X4 headphones, played the game, and I could see like 3 days in the future.
you were looking for some ecstasy.
Yeah, it's pretty trippy, and it's kind of awesome. Like, you know, you feel like you're melting.
It has multiplayer too, right?
Oh, does it? I don't know. I haven't tried that.
I think it does.
That's cool. I mean, there's so many like little things that. It's funny because I have Galaga Legions, but I never played it. I got it with the GameStop sale with the.
No, this looks better than that, though.
Well, yeah, so I played them both to see what, you know, if they were similar at all, and you can't even compare.
Right.
Space Invaders is badass, and if you have really good headphones or really good speakers, and you want to show off your good headphones and your good speakers, this is the game.
Really? Wow, you're making me want to buy it.
I think you should at least get the demo, because I got the demo, and I played the demo with the headphones, and I was like, this is crazy. And then I made my wife wear the headphones while I played the demo.
Wow.
And she goes, wow, this is crazy. And I'm like, I have to buy this game. She goes, I think you should. So I bought
the
game.
Wow. Wow, wow, wow.
So I highly recommend, yeah, download the demo and play the demo with your really good sound system and or headphones. And if you don't think it's awesome, then you don't have to buy it. But if you do, you'll thank me later.
Cool. Yeah, it does have, hold on, I'm looking up to see about the multiplayer. Yeah, four-player co-op. Oh, no, that's on the same... Oh, that may not be online multiplayer, though.
Brr.
Oh. If it's not online multiplayer, then it's that's kind of weak. Oh, well. Okay. Let's see what else we got. What else we got? Anything else here? Oh, Spartan VO7 wanted to know, had a question. Do we think the next Xbox will be compatible with Xbox Live Arcade games we purchased on the 360?
Now, wouldn't it need to have a back, like an emulator? So it would mean that the whole console would have to be backwards
compatible? Well, the reason why all the games aren't compatible, you know, from the Xbox to the Xbox 360 is because they're using a different graphics chip. So I don't know. Hopefully, they realize the value in that, and they've already prepared for that. I would sure imagine that the games would still be good, but I could also see them not wanting the games to be backwards compatible, so that we would buy them again. But I'm going to guess that they will be. If I have to guess, I'm going to say yes. I think it will be.
And because I like to dissent from you, I will say no. I don't think they will be.
Okay, Wombat. Look at you. Let's move on to Sony, Wombat.
Yeah.
I have to give a big shout out to DJ Mizuhara. In fact, he's on Twitter. You can Twitter him at DJ Mizuhara, one word. He hooked me up with the infamous demo via PlayStation Network game sharing.
And is it more than famous?
It was really good. I was very impressed, Wombat.
I heard it's long. Is it long?
It's very generous.
It's very generous.
The length is generous. It's very girthy and veiny. It's big like a can of Pepsi. No, I got like a demonstration of it at E3 last year, and I was sort of like, this looks like it could be okay, but, you know, you never really can tell until you get your hands on it, until the game is, you know, closer to release. And after playing the demo, this is now a game that I am interested in.
Think well, that of would it make like, it a good demo.
Yeah, think of it like Crackdown, okay? But in Crackdown, you know, you didn't really have any interesting powers. You could, you know, you had weapons, and you could jump high, and you could punch good. And
you could pick up a car.
Yeah, you were very strong. This one, you know, you have these electrical powers. Everything's based off of these electrical powers. So you have, like, a lot of different electrical powers.
So you're like the demo, Black I think Lightning?
You can only have three in the demo. One of them is like a grenade, a sonic grenade or something that you throw that does a lot of damage. Other one is like your go-to thing. Is just like a lightning bolt that you can shoot out. And what was the other one? The other one is like a force push. They're really fun. The powers were fun to use. I looked in the menu and it looks like there are a whole lot of powers. There's a lot of, if you like that, like, free-running shit, Wombat, it's sort of, it's not so much like free-running, but you're more like free-climbing, because you can climb on almost everything. So you're basically running around the city, and you can jump on the lamppost and climb up the side of the building, and, you know, and then when you jump off the building, you can sort of fall down slowly by using your lightning as, like, a, you know, to brace your fall a little bit. I don't know. I mean, the game looks great. The movement of the guy, it seems like a little bit off to me, just like a little bit like floaty, I want to say. But it still seems like the game's going to be a hell of a lot of fun. And it's coming out really soon.
Cool.
So I'm definitely looking forward to that. And it was a game that, you know, before I played the demo, I sort of like didn't really give two shits about. So I don't even know how you actually get the demo, because it's not, I don't know, it's not available in any of the stores online.
No, you have to pre-order it from GameStop or
Wombat. Oh, is that how you get it? Okay. Yeah. He said you can get it, Wombat.
Excellent. I saw your email, so.
Oh, okay, right, I forgot. Yeah. So I don't know, I'm excited for it. You know, it's, and one of the cool things about it, like, you know, you use up your powers, and as you use like some more powerful moves, your electrical power, you know, and as you get injured, your power gets drained. So what you have to do is you have to walk up to different like electrical items in the game world and suck the power out of them to get your juice back, which is sort of an interesting idea. And it's got this whole comic book look to it when you're like, you know, for the cutscenes. I don't know. I like it. I give it a thumbs up, Wombat.
Excellent. I look forward to playing it, actually. I asked you to get me it, and you did. Good job.
Right. I guess I have to pre-order this now, or order this now, because it comes out this month.
Yeah, it comes out in like 2 weeks. Uh-huh. 2 weeks.
2 weeks. 2 weeks. $2.
$2. Yeah.
Also in the world of Sony, Gran Turismo is finally going to get car damage. The Gran Turismo creator, Kaz Yamauchi, says that car damage is being introduced soon. When is this game coming out, though? When is Gran Turismo 5?
Does it even, in it, but are they adding online play?
I mean,
does anyone care about Gran Turismo anymore?
Dude. It's a huge seller. It's like a huge franchise for Sony. It's amazing and a travesty that the game is not out yet.
No, I don't even want to talk.
I mean, Sony must be like, the Sony brass must be like going crazy, because they need this. Is a system seller for them. Gran Turismo is a system seller. And it's like, where the hell is this game ready? The system's been out for 3 years now, almost. It'll be 3 years in November, right?
Yeah.
I don't know. It looks like Forza 3 will be out before. They'll have two versions of Forza out for the Xbox 360 before Gran Turismo comes out for the PS3. Unless you're going to count the pay demo as Gran Turismo.
And we won't.
We won't, because that's cheating.
Yes, and we don't cheat.
I don't think I have anything else for Sony. I did notice that if you know, I did say some nice things about Sony. So with one hand I giveth, and another hand, I taketh away. Before, I hadn't turned on my PS3 in a long time, apparently, because the system update was waiting for me when I was trying to get the Infamous demo. It took about a half an hour to download and install the system update. I mean, it's just, and then like another half an hour to download and install the Infamous demo. Both of which would have taken me, I don't know, it would have taken me 30 seconds to install a system update on the 360, and to download a 1 gig file on the Xbox takes me about 5 to 10 minutes, I would say. And then, you know, you don't have to install anything. It's very annoying, Wombat. It's very annoying.
I see that.
Okay.
Yes.
I'm gonna get off Sony now. Infamous. I like Infamous. Remember the good things that I say, not the bad things.
Yeah, good luck with that.
When you're writing your hate emails, remember the nice things I said about Infamous. Nintendo, Wombat.
Yeah, it's a console. It's a company.
It's a company that makes things. Actually, I forgot to mention that while I was on vacation, I got a call from the BBC. They wanted to interview me for Asia, their Asia business report about Nintendo, because Nintendo released their earnings. So I got up at 7 o'clock in the morning on Thursday and did a phone interview with them about Nintendo. But I don't think it's available anywhere, so I don't think you can actually hear it. And so I was half asleep.
All
so.
No one that heard it. And who here, do they translate you when you do those, or no?
It's for English. It's an English language show.
It's an English language show in Japan.
No, it's Asia. It's actually out of Singapore, I think. But it's an English language show that's shown throughout Asia on the BBC channel. So it's
so like the five British people in Asia who care about business news heard it.
Yeah, it's maybe showing in the Middle East, too. I don't know.
Oh, okay. And those guys.
I don't know. Whatever. I did the show. I don't know what I said. They were trying to say, I'm trying to remember what they were talking about. I guess they were talking about how the Wii sales were down in Japan. And I don't know. They asked me why, and I was like, I didn't even have a chance to prepare because I didn't even see any of the reports or anything. So I was like, I don't know. Like, everybody bought it already.
I was going to say, because everyone has one. Is that a good
reason? Everybody bought it already, and they're just at this point, you know, they're probably waiting for a price drop if they don't already have it. And people are buying the DSs now. They can't buy everything. They're buying the DSIs.
Yes.
Did you watch the new gameplay video for Punch-Out?
I did. I watched both of them. This too.
It looks pretty good, actually.
It does. It looks like it could be a lot of fun.
I mean, I have no interest in it whatsoever, but
I'm going to knock out that Piston Hondo.
I just don't know if I want to be swinging my arms while I play a boxing game.
Well, you don't have to. You could play it. I think you could play it old D-pad style.
Yes,
too.
You can. You can. But so. then you look at the video for Fight Night Round 4, and it looks like you're watching a real boxing match.
You can't compare the two. I mean, no, it doesn't work. Sorry.
I can't?
Nope. Won't let that
Punch-Out's not even really a boxing game. It's like,
it's more cartoony anyway. You can't say, no, I'm going to call shenanigans.
And say
you can't compare Punch-Out to Fight Night and say, no, that's it.
Speaking of boxing, I watched this Tyson documentary. I don't know if I mentioned that before, but it's awesome. I highly recommend Tyson.
It's about the chicken company, right?
No. It's about Tyson and all the crazy shit that comes out of his mouth. How he's going to eat. He's going to. They have that clip where some reporter, I guess, asks him a question that Tyson doesn't like. This is after Tyson's come out of jail and everything and is super bitter. And Tyson basically threatens the guy with anal rape. Over and over again, telling him that he's going to fuck him until he loves me. I'm going to fuck you till you love me, and then I'm going to eat your children. And then he's going to fuck him in the ass.
He's a winner.
But he seems much more calm now.
Well, you know, where else can you go?
Anyway, I really recommend that. And he's in Fight Night Round 4 as well. But I don't know, Punch-Out looked good. I just don't see myself. It seems like it's going to take a lot for me to buy a Wii game at this point. I don't know why. I mean, it's just.
I know where you're coming from.
You know where I'm coming from.
I know where you're coming
from. And I'm sorry. I'm just telling you how it is.
Yeah, that's how it is. That's them's the breaks.
For me. And that's why I'll be watching Star Trek during the Nintendo press conference.
Exactly. And I can't wait to. Because you're a bigger Star Trek fan than I am. I mean, there's no getting around it.
Probably.
That. I am probably more familiar than, say, the average person. But I am by no means a Star Trek super fan, or even maybe not even considered a fan. My knowledge is of the original series, a little bit of the Next Generation, and I've seen most of the movies.
Yeah, no, I would go. We would go to me and my friends when I was in New York. We would go see the movies, you know, in the theater on the first night.
Yeah, like the one that came out before it. I don't think I saw any of the movies that came out in the 90s.
I'm trying to think. I saw one where there was almost a riot at the theater. I think it was, let's see, I'm looking. It might have been not First Contact. Was it? Maybe it was First Contact. I don't remember which one it was. But we went to this movie theater by my apartment. And you know, you order the tickets online. Fandango or some nonsense.
Yes, that's how I got my tickets for Sunday.
So we get to the movie theater. And this is, you know, this is like 1994. Six or something, I don't know. We get to the theater, and the theater is incredibly crowded. Like, we walk inside the actual movie theater, and it's the theater is basically full. And the movie has got a, you know, it's not going to start for like a half an hour or so. And we don't really see any available seats, and people keep coming into the theater. And we're like, what the hell's going on? And like, there's no seats. And you know, everybody already had their tickets. So we walk outside the theater and we see people keep continuing to come in. You know, it's like the whole building is just getting full and full of people. It turns out like something went wrong with the website with Fandango and they never stopped selling tickets. So they sold like three or four times the amount of tickets that they had seats for.
It sucks.
And you know, like the people who are going to see Star Trek on the first night in the theater, they really need to see it on the first night. Otherwise, and this is New York City, so they're very serious. And when they don't get their way, they start picking the napkin dispensers off the counter at the concession stand, and they're ready to start throwing shit at people. There was literally almost a riot, and it started even to get like racial because all the people in the movie theater who were working there were black, and I don't know why. Like, and all the people watching Star Trek are obviously white because they're big nerds. So it was like it started to get. You hear like all these grumblings and shit, and it's like it was really the people's fault who worked at the theater. They have nothing to do with it. It's some the website problem. So we basically they started giving out like free passes and shit. And I was telling my friends, like, we better wait by the door here because people are going to start throwing shit really soon. So we grabbed those passes and got the hell out of there. And, of course, we went back 2 days later, like on a Monday night or something, a Tuesday night, and the theater was completely empty.
Of course.
Like, right, because the movie was probably terrible. Actually, I think it was one of the better ones.
Did you hear about the IMAX thing?
What's that?
IMAX, the IMAX company, is now shipping out movies that are shown on regular screens, but use IMAX quality sound and picture quality, even though it's the same size screen. But theaters are listing it as IMAX, as in you could see Star Trek in IMAX.
And but it's the same screen.
But it's the same size screen as you would see in the theater next to it. But they're charging $5 more a ticket.
I don't understand. The screen's the same size. That's the whole thing with IMAX.
That's what I say. That's what a lot of people are saying. And it's like people are really upset because they're going to the theater to see an IMAX movie and they're paying an extra $5 and they're not getting an IMAX theater. And you know, the IMAX company is, you know, it supposedly deep within the IMAX company, they were going to call it a different name, like IMAX Digital, to differentiate between IMAX the theater and IMAX movie quality. And the CEO or whomever, I don't know who, I have the link to the article, actually. I tweeted it today. The whoever was in charge there said, no, we're going to call them both IMAX. I'm assuming to intentionally confuse the public. And people are upset, and they want their $5 back.
First of all,
here it is. You see like IMAX CEO Richard Gelfond rejected the idea, and now both the original 70-foot-plus IMAX screen and the new smaller IMAX digital screens are both being sold as IMAX, leading to some pissed-off customers.
I don't even really like seeing those movies, like regular Hollywood studio movies and IMAX. It doesn't look right to me. It's like almost too big. You can't really see what's going on.
I saw Harry Potter in IMAX, and it was sweet.
I mean, I saw Batman Dark Knight, whatever.
Yeah.
And I don't know. Some of the scenes are filmed with IMAX cameras.
Yeah, so they should be shown. Yeah, same thing with Harry Potter.
Okay, so those look good, but did Star Trek do that?
I don't know.
Filmed some. I don't think they did. I mean, I didn't hear about that. I mean, I could be wrong. But the scenes that aren't filmed in IMAX, I think, look weird to me. I don't like it. I'd rather see it on a big, regular screen.
Which is fine if that's what you pay for. I mean, I saw a matinee of Star Trek on Sunday morning. My tickets cost $6. But, you know, if you think you're going to see IMAX, which is a 23-by-30-meter screen, as opposed to the 28-by-58-foot regular screen,
right.
And they're both being sold as IMAX, you're getting ripped off. Yeah, that's bullshit.
Right, it's a ripoff.
So...
We were talking about Nintendo Wombat. We got sidetracked very much.
Oh, we were?
Yes.
Who knew?
I thought this was pretty interesting. I got this from Kotaku, I think. They had a list of the biggest selling Wii and DS games of all time. And the numbers are really impressive, Wombat. So you look at the DS. How come these aren't sorted by...
I don't know. I noticed that also. I'm like, you couldn't have sorted these for me?
I just assumed that they were sorted.
They're not. There's bigger ones. Well, sort of.
So, like, some of these have sold an incredible amount of copies. Nintendogs sold 22 million copies.
That's crazy. You know what, though? I have it. I can't say anything because I own it. I bought it.
Brain Training sold 17.4 million.
Another game I bought.
New Super Mario Brothers, I bought that one.
Me too.
18.4. I think I have Brain Training too, actually. Let me see. Pokemon Diamond and Pearl, 16.8 million.
Now, you know what's impressive? Personal Trainer Cooking, 18.4 million copies.
That must be... I'm assuming these combine worldwide sales.
They must be worldwide, but still, who knew that Phoebe Buffay could sell so many copies of a video game?
Well, that in Japan, it sold a lot. I'm guessing that is heavily sided towards Japan because that was a big seller here. I know that. That got a lot of attention here. Because Japanese people love food. Like, food is so important to Japanese culture. So, a recipe
yeah,
type.
Americans things. Aren't known for eating.
They're known for eating, but they don't, you know, it's very, you can't get a bad meal in Tokyo. Like, the restaurant, there's no bad restaurants here because they would just, it's like an insult.
So, you would go to the frog sashimi place in Japan?
I would.
Yeah, you should. You should go to the frog sashimi place.
I don't know. I'm busy. And for the Wii has games like with similar numbers too. Wii Fit, 18 million. And you know, that's a $90 game. Okay. Mario Kart is 15.4 million. Wii Play, well, that has the remote with it. So it's almost 23 million. And Super Mario Galaxy got 8 million. So, I mean, you know, I see a trend here with these games. A lot of these are first party games.
Well, it's actually the list that you pulled was just first party games.
What's that?
It's a first party only list.
No, it's not.
It is.
It's not. It just looks that way.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure. No, it says the biggest selling you're right.
It's just from
You're right.
I'm
wrong.
The list intentionally only shows first-party games.
It's from Nintendo. Right.
This list only shows first-party games. It's a list.
I would imagine, though, that still those are the biggest sellers.
Yes, probably. But yeah, it's pretty interesting. What's more interesting to me is how many of those games on the DS I have, and how many of those games on the Wii I don't.
Right. Yep. So. Well, yeah.
Yeah.
Speaking of the DS as a portable thing, here's another portable thing: the iPhone.
I got myself one of them iPod Touches.
You did?
Well, I didn't. I got one for the missus for Mother's Day.
Oh, so welcome to the club.
Yeah, so now I can play with some of them apps. Now, I downloaded apps, and I was upset because I wanted chicken fingers and potato skins, but then I was told that they're not that kind of app.
Right. It's pretty funny.
I thought so.
So let me give you some
very
quick... There's
a joke in there somewhere that's probably funny, but I just didn't tell it.
Let me give you some very quick mini reviews for some games here. Lemonade Tycoon from EA is free.
Is it?
And, you know, yep. And it's a fully functional game. It's ad-sponsored, though, so you have to skip ads every so often.
So what would happen if I download it and I don't have an interconnect connection where I am to play it?
You don't get the ads.
So that's... Because the iTouch, if you're on the train and you're playing games, you're not on the internets.
Yep, then you won't get ads, I'm pretty sure.
Because I had that game on my Apple 2C, and I would enjoy playing it again.
Yeah, it's fun, and it's free. And because I was playing it while we were on vacation, and there was basically no cell phone service where we were, and I noticed I didn't get ads then. So I'm assuming that's what happened.
Did it ever, you know, rain and you didn't sell any lemonade? Because I hate it when that happens.
It happened a lot.
I hate that.
So that's, you should obviously get that. It's free. Another game which was recommended to me by Nick Sutner, a.k.a. Rock Solid Audio, a.k.a. The Bearded Menace, is a game called Elis, which is a game if you like a Rez-type game, although it's not a shooter. It has a similar vibe in like that type of graphics and sound. It's a game basically where you use multi-touch, actually, in this, where you move these planets around, or spheres, and you have to combine them and pull them apart to fit in places. It's pretty challenging. I think it was, I want to say $3. I'm sorry, I forgot. But you should definitely check it out. I think it's one of the few games that uses multi-touch, and you sort of have to use multi-touch as you get to the later levels. It's a pretty cool game, and if you play it with headphones, you'll enjoy the sound as well. Also, Peggle. I did not play Peggle, but it's out this week for $5.
Yeah, I bought it right before the show.
Oh, you did? Did you try it?
No, I bought it because obviously the missus really loves that game, so I bought it for her. And she's probably playing it right now. I could run upstairs and see if she wants to talk about it. But
I'm sure it's fine. I mean, I don't think I need to buy it. I think I have it on Xbox. You have it on Xbox.
I have it on Xbox. We played more of that over the weekend. I mean, that game is just... We enjoy that game. It's a very good game for the two of us. I get lots of high fives. We both get very into it.
Yes, I don't think I need to buy that again. A lot of CAGs have been asking me about, you know, where's the CAG iPhone app?
Where's the CAG iPhone app?
See, there's another one. And to all of you guys, I say, shut up. No, I don't say shut up. I say, Super Programmer John is working on a lot of the new site features right now, but I know he does have plans for an iPhone app, and I think we need to get these other features set up on the website first so that we can tie a potential iPhone app in with those features. But certainly it is planned, and of course, you know, Super Programmer John is a big Mac guy, and he has an iPhone, and so I'm sure that is something that you will see in the future, but not in the very near future. Let's do some quick CAGs on news, Wombat.
Sure.
There's a few things I want to talk about.
CAGs on news, stirring up controversy.
CAGs on news.
Some news about Beatles Rock Band this week. CAGs on news. Now, I didn't understand something, and I told you I pre-ordered the $250 kit.
Yes.
So the $250 kit comes with a bass guitar.
Yes, it comes with the Paul McCartney Hohner bass, which looks ridiculously awesome.
I was under the... See, I don't pay attention, because I saw $250. I'm like, this is very expensive. This must come with everything possible. So I was expecting it to come with a guitar and a bass.
No, it comes with just the bass, which you could also use as a guitar, because it has the same buttons. Yeah.
Right, it has the same number.
It's the same buttons as you would find on the guitar, yes.
Right. So it's basically, I didn't really think about it. I just saw $250. This is going to come with everything possible.
So you thought it would come with two guitars.
I guess that's pretty unrealistic because it comes with the drums and a microphone.
Yeah, and a mic stand, nonetheless.
But they're also releasing standalone Beatles guitars.
Yeah, that Gretsch is ridiculous.
Are you thinking about buying one of the $100 guitars?
No, it's funny though, because my bass, my actual bass, looks like the Gretsch Duo. I have a 3/4 Gretsch bass, and it looks similar to that.
Right.
That's a real musical instrument.
Right, not a plastic one?
No, it's not made out of plastic. It happens to be quite nice.
It costs more than $100, I bet.
Yeah, but actually it wasn't that expensive. So...
Okay.
That's more frightening. It really wasn't that expensive. My Stratocaster was a little pricier.
These new guitars are $100 each, but I don't know. It'll be interesting to see what happens down the line with the pricing, because we've seen a lot of really good deals on Guitar Hero World Tour and Guitar Hero Aerosmith. You know, even the hardware stuff has been discounted.
Yeah,
you
could get the Aerosmith guitar for $30 with the game.
So I wonder if, I mean, like, the Beatles certainly appeal to a lot more people than Aerosmith. So it'll just be interesting to see how well these sell. I mean, I'd imagine that it's going to do very well.
Well, I think it also is going to be how many they're going to make.
I'm sure they're going to make a lot.
Well, if they make a lot, then I don't see it being $250 for very long.
You don't think they're going to sell that many? You don't think it's going to be?
No, I don't think it'll be a huge seller at $250 now.
It is a lot of money for a box with plastic instruments.
It is a lot of money for a box of plastic instruments that most people interested in this game already have.
We'll see if the Beatles name can, you know, force people's hands to make that purchase.
It could force people's hands, and I think to buy the game for $60. Where I mean, yeah. I know that I haven't touched a Rock Band or Guitar Hero game in probably over a year, but I'm gonna pick up Beatles Rock Band on day one,
right?
As a disc.
Okay, we'll see how it goes. What else do we have on CAGs on News, Wombat? Oh, 3D Realms shuts down. That's the company that was... What is this? This is the company that was making...
Oh, my God. Do you even know anything about this industry?
I was on vacation. I missed a lot.
You know, it's funny. I was talking over the weekend, and I actually have... One of my friends I know listens to the show, and now he's going to know who I'm talking about, which is kind of funny for the three of us. But, hi, Kevin. And we... I was talking with one of my friends who works in finance. He's a pretty big deal in the financial world, so I probably can't say who he is or what he does. And I asked him about your investments and if he thought they were good or bad.
Uh-huh.
Because he seems to know his stuff. And he asked me how knowledgeable you are in the industry, And I said, oh, he's very knowledgeable in the industry. He goes, well, if he's knowledgeable in the industry, then I recommend he invests in the industry that he's knowledgeable in. I personally don't know much about it, so I can't tell you whether or not it's good or bad. But he stood by your decisions on what to invest in.
My father does not like you talking about asking me questions about my finances. I got an email from him, and he was very upset.
Yeah. Like, just don't answer.
He was, hold on, let me see what it says. He doesn't like it. He thinks, should I read you the email? He'll probably be mad.
I'll read it anyway. You will? Oh, okay. Well, then don't.
This is a way for me to get him to stop sending me these emails if I start reading them on the show.
Oh, you think that'll, yeah, because you won't get another one tomorrow.
Well, he'd be afraid I'll read that one next week.
I see.
Okay, so this is from my dad. I was listening to last week's podcast where Wombat was putting pressure on you to say how much stock you owned in GameStop. I have noticed a pattern with him trying to get financial information from you on the podcast. I don't know what his motives are, jealousy or anger at not cashing in on your success, but as I mentioned to you before, I don't think it's healthy for your image. I just think if you are viewed as a big shot capitalist instead of just one of the guys, it may hurt your business. So I guess I am suggesting to you that you should more strongly resist the urge to reveal your personal financial information to the public. Dad. What do you think of that?
I think he's right. I am jealous.
Sorry, Dad. Don't be mad.
I think it's actually more of a, I get asked the question a lot.
You do?
Yeah.
Why would somebody ask you?
Because people ask me, how much does he make? I don't know.
Who asks you that?
I get it asked all the time.
Who would ask you that?
People.
Like who? What type of people?
Like I get it in the occasional email. I get it from the occasional instant message.
Really?
Yep.
Who's asking you these things?
I am not going to reveal that.
Just tell me. Give me a hint.
No one, honestly, I couldn't even tell you. That's why.
I don't remember.
But I get asked it occasionally.
I just read you an personal email from my father.
I probably got asked it shortly before the episode, hence me asking
you.
I don't remember that from two weeks ago. No.
I don't believe you. What do you think of that?
I don't know. But to calm your father's nerves, I honestly don't care.
Right. I don't think you care either, and I think that's interesting. Look, I'm a big boy. I can handle myself. People can handle what I tell them, I think, and you know, it's not a big
deal. I think your father also doesn't realize that your image has changed, and you are looked at as a big shot capitalist, and I think that...
Right. I think that's okay.
And I think you need to embrace that.
It's better to be... I think it's always better to be honest with people than try to do some, you know, put on some phony air. You know, I tell people what's going on. I don't need to tell them every last detail, but I don't need to, you know, pretend that I'm not doing things because people might think I make too much money or I don't make enough money or whatever.
You know what it is, though? It's not the amount of money that you make that I'm jealous of. You know what? I'm jealous of your expenses. I'm jealous of. Because you have a lot less expenses a month than I do.
What do you mean?
Well, you rent your apartment, which does not cost as much as my mortgage. Plus, you don't have the amount of bills a month that I have. Your daycare costs less than mine. Because I
don't know what my bills are. My electric bill is like $300 a month.
So what? I have, four different types of insurance I have to pay because I have a damn house.
Oh. Right.
I mean, you don't have a car. I have a car, and I have a train, and I have a subway. And right. I have car insurance,
Right, it's a lot of bills.
I have a lot more bills than you have, and if I can,
right.
And that's if there's one thing of you that I'm jealous of, it's that you have less bills a month than I have.
That is true. So, Dad, I think what I'm saying to you, Dad, is don't worry, I got it under control. I don't know. I've never gotten any email from people telling me to not talk about that stuff. I think people are interested, and you know, why should I? If I own stock in a company that I'm talking about, I think it's fair that I mention that, you know?
Yes.
Otherwise, I'm being dishonest in a way.
Also,
what?
I don't feel as though I missed out or that I deserve more from Cheap Ass Gamer than I get.
Okay, good.
Yes. I want to go on record saying that for some reason. Not that, you know, I need to justify.
So there, Dad.
Yeah.
You're off base, Dad.
Yeah.
Sorry. You're usually right about things.
Way to go. You hurt my feelings.
Well, he's just looking out for me, you know.
I know. He's your dad. My dad would do the same thing.
He's looking after the cheap-ass gamer empire.
Yes.
So it's some empire. What else we have in Kags on news? Are we talking about 3D Realms?
They're the developer. We're talking about something.
We're talking about something. They're the developer of Duke Nukem Forever,
yes,
right?
Yes, they were making Duke Nukem Forever. They have officially gone out of business after 10 years of production, and the game was officially canceled today.
It was?
Yes.
Oh, so that's new. I did not see that.
The game was canceled.
Okay. See, when I wake up, I miss these things. Okay, so the game... It's funny, because I got an email while I was away telling me that this doesn't affect the game. The studio closing doesn't forget the game. Doesn't affect the game.
Yeah, no, I you know... Well, the company, I believe, was bought by by Take Two. So I thought maybe Take Two would still publish it. Like, I think they still own the rights to it. But I guess either it was much further away from finish than we thought it was, or something. Right. I don't know. But no, it's according to Russ Frischtick.
It's not canceled. Where do you see it's canceled?
Duke Nukem Forever canceled.
Where are you looking?
I am on gamesblog.ugo.com.
Well, they don't know anything since you've gone.
That's true.
Oh. All right. I was just looking. It didn't... All right. If you say so. I don't know. I'm looking at another... I'm looking at Shaq News. It doesn't say it's canceled.
Well, UGO says it is, and we all know how reliable they are.
Oh, Russ wrote it.
Yeah.
All right, well, who knows? We're just reading you other people's shit. Should we move on to the CAG bag, Wombat?
Why not?
Or do you want to show us your tweets first?
I mean, it's interesting because a lot of them are asking the same thing. Like, a lot, you know, like ASL 9999, you know, talk about Duke Nukem going away. And USF H-bomb asks us if we have Peggle on the iPhone yet. And so a lot of this we've already answered. Oscar, that's with two H's, asks if any of us have ever gotten recognized on the street. I assume you mean street.
Yes.
Yes, you have?
Even in Tokyo, I did.
I have never been recognized on the street, but then again, my picture doesn't look as much like me as your picture looks like you.
Right, and I stick out a lot.
Yeah. So.
All right, let's do the
I was going to say, Stu Janes wants to know who draws the cartoon pictures of us, and that would be Whip Smart Banky, who does a bang-up job of drawing cartoon pictures of everything, and even non-cartoon pictures. So,
a non-cartoon picture?
Sure, why not? Yeah, you can draw a picture that's not cartoony. Why not?
But by the way, did you watch the trailer for the new Red Dead Revolver game?
I have not. Is it good?
It looks pretty good. Yeah. Red Dead Redemption. I finished that game, the original one. It was really fun. I think I don't know. I liked Call of Duty, Call of Juarez, but I don't think I liked it as much as I liked the original Red Dead Revolver. And I think I even liked Gun better than that as well. I'm a sucker for those Western games, as you can tell.
I know. Well, love them. Yeah.
The Red Dead Redemption looks really good. It looks great.
Ben B. Field wants to know, he's going to America next year on his student exchange, but he heard the beer here is rubbish. He wants to know if that's true. He is Australian.
The beer in America is, in general, is weaker. Like, if you get a Budweiser in America, it's not as strong as a Budweiser in Japan. But they sell every type of beer, you know, depending on where you are. If you go to New York, you can probably buy Australian beer there. So,
and a few American beers I'd recommend would be Yingling. I like Blue Moon. And if you've never had it, I mean, you might like a Sam Adams. Magic Hat number 9 I like. Mm-hmm. So,
all right, let's do some of these. Are you done with the showing us your tweets?
Oh, fine. Push me. Yes.
No, do you have more? You can go do more. It's fine. No rush.
No, you ask a CAG bag question. I'll sort through these.
Okay. Lick wants to know, hey Cheapster and Wombatster, with the recent announcement of Marvel vs. Capcom 2 for Xbox Live Arcade and PlayStation Network, will you guys be buying it on day one? Which system? I will probably buy both versions so I can play online for both. Wow, that is hardcore buying for both systems. I think, Wombat, you said you were going to buy it, right?
I think I will. It really depends on who I know and what they buy it on.
You're not buying it. Wombat's going to hope to get a free code from Capcom. Or you probably will.
Or get a free code from Capcom, which I might. You never know.
But you will, because you got... Didn't you get the free Resident Evil
code? I did, but that doesn't mean they're going to send me something else.
Right. I'm not really interested in that. I mean, I've never played that game in the arcade, so I don't know. I'd probably, although I do have the stick, Wombat, but I don't want to have to learn more moves. I'm not buying it. I'm out. I'm out. Forget it. Out. Out. Let's see. Infamy Rise wants to know what is Ty's favorite toy. And of course, Wombat, you can also answer for your kid.
No, I'm not going Ty, to because he didn't ask me about my kid. Obviously, I don't count. So you know what? Go to hell, Infamy Rise. We're not going to answer your question. Move on to the next one.
I was going to answer it.
That's too bad.
Yeah, I just bought it's him, too late. I just bought I'm him offended. A little piano. I can tell you what his least favorite toy
Fine.
Is or his least favorite thing is. This is really weird, Wombat. Maybe you've heard about this before. I don't know. I've never heard anybody having this problem before. But Ty is afraid of leaves. So he walks around now, and I like to have him walk outside. But if there are any leaves on the ground, he flips out, and he refuses to walk past the leaves. He just, like, starts sitting down on the ground or, like, pulling away from me. He is terrified of leaves. The leaves on the tree are okay, but the leaves on the ground cause a major problem.
That's going to be an issue.
I don't know what to do. So I try to, like, sit him down and show him that there's nothing to be afraid of with the leaves. So, right, you know, where all these leaves were, I sit him down and I start picking the leaves up and, like, putting them on my head and, you know, shaking them around, showing that they're fun. I start eating the leaves, you know, putting them in my mouth and stuff to show that there's nothing to be afraid of. And while I'm doing this, I realize that I'm in a public place and I look over and there's like a park across the street and there's all these old people just looking at me and I'm eating leaves in front of my kid. So it was sort of weird. But it didn't help at all. He's still afraid of leaves.
Sabrina's favorite toy is a stuffed Elmo that she has. And when you squeeze it, it says, "I'll have another hug" in Elmo voice. And thank you for the hug. Can I have another? But my daughter is 9 months old, 10 months old. 10 months old now. In a week, she'll be 10 months old. Mm-hmm. So she doesn't quite have the hand strength to push the stomach of the Elmo to make the Elmo talk. But she does know that that's how you get the Elmo to talk. So she takes the Elmo and lays it on the ground flat and will press her entire body weight on top of the Elmo to make the Elmo talk. And then when the Elmo talks, she gets up, she laughs, and then she does the same. She'll jump down onto it again and basically do the Jimmy Superfly Snuka onto the Elmo to get the Elmo to talk. And it's kind
of
funny.
We need a video of that on your Facebook page.
I probably should get a video of that. We keep meaning to. And sometimes she humps the Elmo to get it to talk.
That's pretty scary.
Yeah, so.
All right, let's see what else we've got here. Oscar Grouch. Wait, did I mention what Ty's favorite toy was? Oh, I said piano. We just bought him a new little piano that plays different songs. And he's got, he likes cars. So we've got a fire truck that makes noise. I think this is in one of his videos. YouTube.com/Tyspot.
My wife has all Oscar, the YouTube videos, all the videos on her Facebook of our baby.
I see.
Yeah.
Oscar Grouch says, while you were enjoying your week's mini vacation, speculation is swirling that Apple might be looking to acquire EA. What are your thoughts on a potential EA-Apple deal? Will we see an Apple platform, lots more iPhone apps, or more pressure on Microsoft? It does look like Apple is really taking gaming more seriously. They've been hiring some people with gaming backgrounds, like gaming executives. Look, they've got the ultimate iTunes is the ultimate distribution platform. You know,
but what else do they make on iTunes that you can buy other than the actual iTunes itself?
What do you mean? Huh?
They don't make games. They don't make music. They don't make videos. They don't even make a podcast.
But they get a cut. They get a cut of the sales.
Yeah, I know. But then why jump in feet first and buy EA? It just doesn't make sense.
Yeah, it doesn't seem right.
It doesn't make sense to me, personally. I mean, who knows? I could wind up eating my words, and next week we'll find out. But Apple is, you know, they're a hardware company. They're an exostructure company, not an infrastructure company.
They don't make content, is what you're
saying.
Yes,
thank you. There's somewhere, I'm going somewhere with this, and you found it.
Right,
yes.
That's what you're trying to say. Yeah, I agree with you. It seems to me it's a better business and a safer business just to take the cut from sales and have to start producing content.
It seems why you know, yes, you could make $10 billion or you can make your guaranteed billion.
Right, and not have any risk, basically.
Yeah, so I don't know. I would take my billion and run, but I don't run at
I could see them developing a console box, you know, like Apple TV, or add some sort of accessories that go along with an Apple TV that, you know, that has like a controller. That makes a lot of sense, although I don't know. I don't know how you can make those games, like those iPhone games, work on a television set. That's the tricky part.
And, well, the thing is also, how much would an Apple video game console cost?
Well, it wouldn't be like a console. I think what they would do is they would just take Apple TV and somehow, you know, you can plug controllers in there.
And I'm sure you can play
Peg. I imagine there's USB ports in there.
Yeah. I don't know.
That's the way to go. They want to, because look, Apple wants ways that they can sell you stuff off of the iTunes store. So if they can sell more of these Apple TVs, they can sell you, you know, right now they're selling you movies and, you know, movie rentals and movie purchases and TV shows. If they can sell you games on that too, or other apps and stuff, that's great.
If you need TV apps though, I mean.
Right. Yeah. Okay, let's see what else we got here. Freddy182 says, hey, have you heard that Bioshock 2 is going to have multiplayer? Do you think this will affect the single player? I see he links to IGN, and it says, little has been revealed aside from a leveling system. Experience points will be earned during matches that will give the player access to new weapons, plasmids, and tonics. Everyone's going with that Call of Duty 4 system.
Yes, they
blah,
are.
Blah, blah, blah.
The way that they're doing it is they're actually like somehow including the multiplayer as part of the overall story of Bioshock.
Oh, interesting.
Where you play as someone who's like a test subject. Like when they were testing plasmids, this is how they did it. They just shoved a whole bunch of people in the room.
Oh, that's interesting. That's interesting. That's a smart idea. But his question is, do you think it'll affect the single player? I hope not, because I'd imagine that 90% of the people who are going to buy Bioshock 2 are not buying it for the multiplayer.
Excuse me.
Oh, you're right there?
I'm dying.
So I don't know. I wouldn't be too worried about that, but I'd be more worried that the multiplayer is not going to be very good. Let's see. Marshall Banana 6 says, with E3 quickly approaching, I went back and listened to some classic CADcast from E3 2006. What a great few episodes. It's fun to go back and listen to your and Wombat's opinions and how you were really stretching and saying that we might come in second this generation. Here's my question. With E3 returning to its former glory, what are your plans for the CADcast? Will you be attending every day? And if so, will there be a show every day? I'd love to have a show with Wombat Shipwreck and maybe Joysticks Chris Grant, GP and Wombat. Make it happen. Well, Wombat's not going to E3.
I even have more news on that. I couldn't go even if I could go. Does that make any sense?
Why?
My grandfather's getting married during the week.
Oh, my God.
And I have to go to the wedding.
Your grandfather's getting married. So Wombat's...
I can't
go. How old's your grandfather?
He's almost 90.
Oh, my God. He's getting married?
Yeah.
Maddied?
Maddied? Yeah, his bride-to-be is in her 60s.
Here's the thing with E3, everybody.
So I'm screwed.
You're screwed. Remember how we really didn't do anything last year? And, like, the one video I made, I left in the back of a taxi cab?
You're going to do even less this year?
I'm going to do even less this year. I'm telling you right now.
You know what?
I mean, we'll do one show, probably me and Shipwreck. But... I don't know. I'm planning on relaxing this year. If you catch my drift, I'm planning on buying some pants because I need some pants.
My question is, what kind of convention is a Tuesday through a Thursday?
I don't know. It's a weird. It used to be Wednesday, Thursday, Friday.
If it was Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, I would have been able to stretch going there, like maybe leaving Wednesday and being there Thursday and Friday.
I don't know why they did it this week. Maybe it's cheaper for them.
Oh, it's
to do
probably
it.
Significantly cheaper, but I mean, I can't take off 5 days of work in a row and maintain my employment. And
grandpa.
And I can't miss my grandfather's wedding. And when you add those two things together, it just kind of screws me. So
to answer this guy's question, we will be there every day. I'm getting in on a Sunday and I'm leaving on Friday. So I'll be there every day and even the day before. But like I said, I wouldn't, you know, you'll get one show out of us probably, maybe some videos, but the problem is when you start doing video content and podcasts and stuff. Okay, yeah, it takes like, you know, it takes like an hour and a half or so to record that podcast, but then you got to get it ready and put it up. It takes several hours, and I don't want to sit in my hotel room for 5 hours putting together a CADcast when I can be out drinking and partying and buying pants. So, yeah, don't keep your hopes up. Let's keep those expectations low. That way you won't be disappointed. That's what I'm saying. Last year I had way too many appointments, and it was really annoying, and it really wore me out.
Shipwreck's making a lot of appointments. You may want to talk to him about that.
No, I know, but I don't need to go to them.
Oh, he's going to go without. Yeah. Gotcha.
He can go to them by himself. I can relax. Yeah, hopefully there'll be some good parties.
Excellent. I'm sure there will be.
B Machine says, "Hey Wombat, it's been about a year since the anniversary tag together at the Dave and Buster's in Long Island. Just wondering if you're planning another meetup for the summer, perhaps something in New York City."
I'd love to do another one. I think we had a great time. Right, I want to plan one that will actually have you in New York City, though.
Yeah, that's going to be hard.
I know. So
maybe, I don't know. I'm sure we'll go back to New York at some point.
Or if we do PAX Boston.
That's in 2010, I know though, it, right?
Thanks. But maybe we should do that and try and do a live show.
Okay, great. Stay tuned until 2010.
Exactly.
Any more of these that we need to do? I don't think so. I think that's good enough for today.
All right, I think we've done a show.
I could rip on the Transformers sequel, because Blue Swim had a question about that.
Please don't. I saw the trailer. It looks like crap, but not as bad as G.I. Joe. There you go.
Blue Swim says, "Cheapy, what are your thoughts on Transformers Revenge of the Fallen? It seems like it's going to be a huge step up from the first movie, thanks to improved animation and a better cast of bots this time, like Soundwave, who is voiced by his original 80s TV show voice actor, Frank Welker, Devastator, and Sideswipe. Will you be giving the sequel a shot before writing off the movie series altogether?" The problem with the first one had nothing to do with the animation of the robots or even the cast of the robots. It was the screenplay and the fact that, you know, the robots are really only, like, not really central to the story. It's more about a nerdy white kid and his ridiculously hot
girl. I was going to say, though, Megan Fox is ridiculous.
Right,
yeah.
But it's so stupid. And the trailer that I saw, which is, I don't know, Bumblebee is like crying because he's the dude is going to college, because Shia LaBeouf is going to college.
Now, here's my other question. You have a car that could transform into a bitchin' Camaro, and you're not taking it with you?
It's so stupid.
I don't understand that.
I should not know anything. Look, do you remember? I watched the original Transformers movie. You know, the 80s cartoon movie, you know, where everybody dies to make you buy new toys. And Orson Welles is in there. That's Orson Welles' last performance, yes, I think. One of his last performances.
Before he said green penis on TV, yes.
You know what is great about that movie, Wombat?
What?
There's like two human characters in it, and they have basically nothing to do with the story. They're just basically there as window dressing. They have a few lines. One of them says shit in it, I think. And, you know, they just, you know, they have maybe a total of 2 minutes of dialogue if you put it all together. The reverse is true for the Transformers movie. So, no, I will not be giving the sequel a shot. I am writing off the movie series altogether. I recommend you watch the original 80s movie. It's, even though it's not great, it's infinitely better than the new movies.
Are you going to go see G.I. Joe?
That's going to be stupid.
Oh, it's going to be awful, but are you going to see it because it's going to be awful?
I will wait till I can get it. I'm not going to go to... I don't go to a movie theater anymore. I just can't go, and I'm not spending $20 to see that anyway, even if I could go. So maybe I'll wait for it on video or for some other method, but it seems stupid to me.
Okay, well, my voice
is... Oh, I watched a good movie. I got a good movie recommendation. We're talking about shitty movies. Let's talk about good movies.
Okay, tell what you
have. Let the Right One In. Have you heard about that movie?
I feel like I have. What's it about?
It's a vampire. It's a Swedish vampire.
Oh, yeah, yeah, that's it. I've heard of that, yes.
It's really good. It's very different. It's basically about a little kid vampire who's in Sweden. I don't want to give away anything because it's very much worth watching. Definitely check out Let the Right One In, especially if you like vampire movies. And I highly recommend that. All right, Wombat.
And
I think that's
it. And I saw Star Trek, and my favorite part was when Yoda lifted the Enterprise out of the swamp. It was awesome.
Right. That's great.
Mm-hmm.
Let's do some quick housekeeping, Wombat. I want to remind everybody to follow us on Twitter, twitter.com/cheapyd or /wombat5277 or /shipwreck. If you want CAG video game deals sent to your Twitter, twitter.com/video game deals. Or if you're in the UK, UK game deals. Also, review us on iTunes. Now you don't, it's much less annoying because you don't even need to write a review. You can just select how many stars you want to give us. I recommend 5 as a good number. That's the magic number.
Is that
number
a good number?
And people have been doing that more now that you don't have to. No, you don't have to actually write the review because people are generally lazy, and I, you know, I'm lazy, so I understand that. I was going to see actually how we're doing on there. Wow, now our average rating is 5 stars.
Awesome.
It used to be 4.5. Now it's 5.
That's even better.
I don't know how that could be.
Whatever.
I guess maybe they round up now. I don't know.
Don't rock the boat.
Oh, but we're not on the featured page anymore. What happened?
I don't know. Maybe we've just been around too long or because we haven't done a show in 2 weeks.
That's probably.
Yeah.
So please review us because that's what gets you on the featured page. We must be featured. We are number 24 on the top video game podcast list, though.
Excellent.
We could be higher.
We should be higher. We should be number 1.
Yes. Yes. Okay. Well, I want to thank everybody for joining us this week. And you should join us next week. Stay tuned for after the show for the Wombat No Voice phone call, which is very exciting. And peace.
Bye.
Can Indiana Jones escape from the forces of evil? Can he survive 13 fiendish situations? Will Indy make it all the way? Find out in Atari's Raiders of the Lost Ark adventure game. It's diabolically difficult. It's mysterious. It's never the same twice. And it's only from Atari.
Hello?
Is this gay.com?
It is.
I wanted to play some advertising. I wanted to see if you would... I have a new gay fleshlight I'm looking to advertise for.
We already ran that ad.
What?
I can't. Oh, my God. It's terrible.
So, what are we doing a show this week?
Tonight? I think we can do tonight, yeah.
Tonight's looking pretty good, I think.
Yeah, I think so.
Actually, I was thinking like tonight that you would host the show because I'm feeling a little tired. So you think you could take over?
It works for me. I have no issues with that.
Okay, well that sounds good. Also, we're having a new musical segment this show, so we're gonna sing a duet about Xbox.
Awesome. So, I like that. I like to sing. There we go. It's a little better.
Well, that's... Why are you even at work?
Because it is the nanny's home. And I'd rather get my shit done here than stare at my nanny all day.
Right.
You know, it would just get awkward.
I know the feeling. Right. And you can't even talk to her.
Exactly.
Forget it. I was gonna make some gay joke, but I'm gonna back off.
You do that.
Well, now I have your phone number at work, which is pretty dangerous.
Well, you can have it. Enjoy it.
Oh, I'm enjoying it. Don't worry.
Mm-hmm.
Well. It must be fun, like, at home, like, if you're trying to get into, like, an argument with your wife. You don't even stand a chance. Not that you did anyway.
No, it's just, I don't see how that's any different than any other day.
Right. All right, well, I'm going to let you go before you lose what little you have left.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.